Proclamation number 4074 of 1st of July, 1947. Past, present, future. The concept of past, present and future is eliminated in the realm of pure spirits, i.e., when the degree of perfection is reached, the concept is invalid for the soul. Everything is, so to speak, timeless in eternity. Thus the soul can experience everything again in retrospect. It will not have the impression of standing in the past, but the concept for time disappears from it as a spirit. 1st of the 7th, 1947. For time and space is something limited and therefore cannot be separated from the state of imperfection. Something limited, however, cannot be a concomitant in the state of perfection, for there is no limitation for this state. And therefore, the concept of time and space must also be omitted, because it always includes a limitation. But the human being cannot form an idea, yet it must be made comprehensible to him, because this contributes a great deal to the explanation of mysterious phenomena which the human being would otherwise not be able to believe. Mature people, also because of omission, can have visions which reach far back into the past and yet are described realistically without those ever having had a connection with the past. And then only the explanation can be applied that that person's degree of maturity enables him to see past experiences, that he then detaches himself from earth, his soul dwells with the spirit in it in spheres of light and there, in retrospect, has the most glorious experiences and can relate them, as far as this is beneficial for people through God's will. Then the soul still lives on earth, so to speak, but is already an aspirant of the spiritual kingdom, only that its soul returns to earth again and again in order to be able to describe the impressions from the spiritual kingdom on earth as well, in order to awaken or revive the faith of fellow human beings. This is a mission which likewise requires maturity if the human being wants to be of service to God and pass on his experiences in order to spur his fellow human beings on to active soul work, to reach the state of perfection on earth. The people need convincing advice, instruction and also rebuke if they are too lukewarm about it. From time to time people need extraordinary phenomena which stimulate them to think, and if they do the latter they should also receive truthful enlightenment if they are interested. However, regressing into the past is only possible in a high degree of maturity, and this is a sure sign of perfection which already entitles a person to enter spheres of light. And such a person only remains on earth for the sake of his mission, otherwise the imparting of past experiences could not take place without coercion of faith, which, however, according to God's will must not happen. This is why such obvious proofs of divine activity often take place in all naturalness, only always leaving open the problem of how the human being comes by such knowledge when the concept of spiritual vision is not yet comprehensible to him. Spiritual enlightenment can only ever be given, and the concept of spacelessness and timelessness can only be understood when a human being, through his own striving, has also attained a higher degree of maturity, which brings him spiritual knowledge. Then the enlightenment about mysterious phenomena will also be understandable to him and only deepen his faith. Amen.